Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
Oh, and I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 22nd of October. We only have like a week left of October left.
Halloween's coming up.
It is. Do you have plans?
No.
I think I don't either.
You're like going to make something up.
Yeah, I think I might, you know, not
do it either. I don't know. I don't celebrate satanic rituals or events that...
What about Fall Fest, though?
Fall Fest?
Yeah, celebrate Fall Fest. It's the same thing as Halloween, except, you know, without demons.
That's just dumb.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't celebrate that either.
What? Come on.
I don't celebrate dumb things. I have a hard enough time celebrating, like, St. Patrick's Day and...
I love St. Patrick's Day.
All those...
It's all green, and you drink beer.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
I don't buy it. I like religious holidays because I'm religious, and I like patriotic holidays because I'm patriotic, and that's about it. Screw New Year's, screw...
That's my favorite one!
Screw Halloween.
I love New Year's.
Thanksgiving I'm okay with.
Because that's patriotic.
It's patriotic, historical-ish.
Because no one else celebrates the 4th of July. They all have a 4th of July, but they don't celebrate it like we do. Yeah.
And nobody else has a Thanksgiving.
Right.
Then there's...
But they all have a Thanksgiving, but they don't have a Thanksgiving.
They don't.
They all have the day that we celebrate Thanksgiving on, but they don't celebrate it.
Awesome. I don't celebrate I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo because I'm not Mexican.
Do you celebrate Boxing Day?
No.
What about Arbor Day?
No.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I'm aware of it.
I'm celebrating it right now. Not celebrating it. Celebrating it when it...
Keon's like, yay, breast cancer!
I just love boobs, dude.
That's so awesome. No, but where'd you get that? You have a pink find a cure, cause a cure. I see cause and I see cure, which I'm sure doesn't relate.
I was out with some friends and they got Cosmos and it came with their Cosmo. It's Cosmo for the cure. And so for every Cosmo they bought, because I didn't drink that.
Lies.
That's my favorite drink.
Apple tinnies.
So delicious. So they donated $1 to breast cancer for every Cosmo.
Okay, that's cute. That's pink and a...
And I told one of my friends I'd wear it because I forgot to wear it, so I wore it now. And ta-da!
And only I can see you.
Is the rest of the world blind, Tyler?
Well, have you gone out today with it on?
No.
So only I have seen you in it.
Sure.
Okay.
Moving on. Because that's just going to get awkward.
So what else do you have planned today? What do you have planned this weekend?
This weekend? Nothing. It being Friday and all. I haven't really thought about the weekend. I'm working on getting my business license moved back to the Bay Area. So that's going to be a travesty. And then I'm working on the TFA diet plan a lot.
Yes.
I'll get that bad boy off the ground.
I as well.
Because I am pissed. Like, the more and more like I read about crappy diets, the more and more like I'm convinced that everyone who has written a diet book that sucked in the past should be put in jail. Like, well, we talked about it before with like the whole Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. All those people are scam artists, and that crap doesn't work. So, it pisses me off that people are so confused about what to eat, and it's not that complicated. So I think that's my goal with getting this book put out, is that we can actually have something that's like decent, that people can read and understand, and it teaches them how to actually eat again.
I fully agree with you on that. I know that you and I have had the occasional meeting or four about this diet. I'm now, just in this 2 seconds, let's not call it the True Fitness Academy diet.
Well, I'm just calling it that for now.
Let's call it the True Fitness Academy lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. That does sound kind of scandalous, though.
Why scandalous?
Because I've heard people call the swingers
thing, they call it
the lifestyle. So, we'll have to talk about that.
What else could you name it?
I don't know. We'll talk about that.
I just don't like diet.
Okay. We don't call it
diet. Diet makes me feel like it's then part of all the things that we hate.
That is true.
We want to be separated.
Yeah, it's true.
Segregation, I'm okay with.
When it comes to the fitness industry, and we're not talking about race, gender, creed, or sexual orientation, yes. That's fine.
Wink!
Why did you just
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny.
That's terrible.
Good.
Well, today we're talking about fat.
Fatty fat fat.
Fat fat fatty fat 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 fat. And we're talking about the nutrient fat, not how to get rid of your fat.
Yes.
Because, again, the emphasis should be on food, not nutrients. But since we have all the science, why not make use of it?
And it's kind of a building block of food. So it's good to know, like, the history and the basics of it.
Right. So let's talk about the history of fat.
Once upon a time,
God made the world and saw that it was good.
And or a giant explosion of something happened, yeah, and the world appeared.
Or Buddha cried and then turtles were created. And now we're on the backs of turtles.
Is that really an option? Like, that's really an option?
Someone cried and then there were turtles.
I have never heard that.
Yeah, I took a world mythology class.
That's
and I just remember something about turtles and crying.
I like Greek mythology.
Greek mythology is good.
Greek mythology? I have a book about it. I should read that.
Yeah. I need to get back to learning Latin.
You were going to learn Latin.
Ever since we moved, I haven't looked at my Latin books.
No. Okay, we've now completely rabbit trailed on...
It's all right. Don't worry about it. The history of fat. Regardless of your beliefs about the origins of the species, world. Fat's been around for decades. Or millennia, or centuries, or millions upon billions of years, or 3,000 years, depending on how you see the world.
Theoretically, since the dawn of time.
Right. Since the dawn of time, fat's been around. Yes. Fat is a storage vessel. It stores a lot of energy.
Yes, it does.
For every 1 gram, or what is it?
Tell me what you're trying to go with, and I'll agree or disagree. And tell
there are 9 calories.
Yes.
In a...
9 calories for every gram of fat.
Gram of fat. For some reason, the unit of measurement got me off.
No worries.
But protein and carbohydrates have what?
4.
4. Boom. On top of it.
4 calories are in carbs.
How about alcohol?
Alcohol, I want to say 7.
That's correct. Ding, 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 ding. He hit it out of the park.
So, yes. That's why when you get drunk, you get energized.
And the best part is, we'll talk about alcohol more later, but in a different podcast, but your body will not process anything but alcohol until it's been out of your system.
Oh.
That's why when you binge drink and then you eat, all that food it's getting stored first. It has to use the alcohol first because it cannot store
alcohol
as energy.
That'd be so cool if we could store alcohol as energy. Cause
then you just get hammered drunk whenever you want it.
Yeah, that'd be entertaining.
So in short, fat is a good thing because historically was used when there wasn't an ample supply of food. And stop that. Put your hat on. Put that hat on right there. Tyler's scratching himself and very distracted.
Well, no, I was scratching my stomach, and then I moved up, and then I started peeling off the logo of my...
Yeah, put your hat on and play with that.
And now I have a hat, so I'm good.
So in our modern times when we have plenty of food to eat, you're such a nerd.
Sorry, I can't sit down for longer than 5 minutes without having to do something.
You just don't want to try.
I get so excited.
All right, let's focus.
I'm focusing. Fat.
So, in our modern times where we have an ample supply of food, excess fat storage, we've never had the opportunity to store as much fat as we have now. And that's why our bodies are freaking out, because we have so much quantity of food that fat is just accumulating in our bodies. Where it's never been the case before. So that's why obesity is such an epidemic, and it's confusing, is because we've really, as a species, have never had to deal with it on this level before. So let's talk about the nutrient.
The nutrient. Where do you want to start? You tell me and I'll go.
I don't think we need to talk about the chemical breakdown.
No, that's boring.
That's boring. Let's talk about, like, okay, let's talk about some of the pop words in fat.
Fatty, fat, fat.
How about, like, when you pick up a bag of chips. It says, like, no saturated fats, no blah, blah, blah.
What is... Okay, so the two words that I always see are saturated and trans. What's the difference?
The difference is there is no difference between saturated fats and trans fats. Nothing at all.
Why do they lie to me, then?
It's marketing.
I hate those people.
I know. Marketers are kind of sons of beezes.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Butt fishes.
What it is, a trans fat or a saturated fat is a fat that is not in nature, and this is why it's so bad for us, is they take a normal fat and they add an extra hydrogen molecule to it. So it's also known as hydrogenated oils. Those are also really bad for you because they add that extra hydrogen molecule. And then when you digest it, it gets broken off and it's just terrible for you. You get extra hydrogen, and that's bad, apparently. I don't really know why. I'm not a chemist. But that's pretty much what those two are. And they have the potential to increase your LDL cholesterol levels, which is your low-density lipopeptides or some crap like that. I really don't know how to pronounce the word, but that's your quote-unquote bad cholesterol. They don't have a lot of loading potential. They can't carry a lot of stuff. So that's bad. Okay. And they can have a potential to cause heart disease, etc., and etc.
So my main question, or the question of the people, I the people.
Right.
Is
we the people
want to know
why
is fat such a thing that we the people stress about? Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Because I think people associate that there's this whole thing: you are what you eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler would be licorice.
Uh-huh.
But your body doesn't work like that so much. So there was this whole movement in the, I'm going to say 50s through the 80s, sometime like that, where you had low fat, non-fat, blah, 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 this whole no fat movement. But then we still got fatter. So I think people just see the word fat and they associate, if I eat fat, I will get fat. And that's just not true. It's just, if you eat too much of anything, you will get
fatter. No, I fully agree with you on that. The one thing that I want to stress is that there is, there's fat pretty much in everything except fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, pretty much fruits and vegetables. Even then, sometimes there's fat.
Like avocado has fat avocados, in it and stuff like that.
Right. Bread has, some breads have fat in them.
Uh-huh. And so what I was going to get is that it's like everything. It's not bad in moderation.
Right.
It's not, I'm not telling you to go sit down and Paula Deen every recipe and add a stick of butter.
Paula Deen is foul.
I love Paula Deen.
Can't stand Paula
but
Deen.
But I couldn't make anything of hers. I love just her southern flair.
Right.
Her sexuality that comes oozing out of the TV every time she talks to you.
Right.
And all of that greatness. But the concept of adding a stick of butter or cooking it with, Crisco and lard and all that stuff, yes, it adds great amounts of flavor. And cook a Paula Deen, whatever.
Right.
Have a slice of it.
Right.
You sit down and eat the whole thing, there's now a problem.
Right.
That's when you become to look like Paula Deen.
Right.
Who's a lovely woman.
Right.
But she's on the larger side.
And will probably have a heart attack in the next 3 to 9 years.
Yes.
Because
of all that butter.
All the butter. And butter is probably, in all honesty, here's a good question that I will always shock people. My buddy Jason asked me this question. Which would you rather cook with, olive oil or butter? Which is healthier for you to cook, saute something in?
Saute something in? Yeah. I already know the answer, so I'll say I normally, though, saute in olive oil.
Yes. Which, unfortunately, is wrong. Would not be the healthiest thing for you. And you're like, what? What? Like, why? Because olive oil, everyone's like, oh, olive oil is so good for you, right?
Uh-huh.
It is. It's a fantastic oil for you. But the unfortunate thing about olive oil is that it has a really low smoke point. And so if you put olive oil on your griddle and you pour the oil into the pan and it starts smoking, that's the quote-unquote smoke point. And what's happening chemically there is that that fat is hydrogenating. So it's turning into one of those, it's that chemical process of turning it into a bad fat, quote-unquote.
Okay.
So butter has a higher smoke point, so it's not going to hydrogenate as fat, so as fast as, or as high of a
rate
temperature.
Okay.
Or low as of a temperature. So you can cook hotter with butter than you can with olive oil. And olive oil is, like, really low. It's, like, I think 100 and something. Like,
it's enough that it's noticeable within a couple of seconds.
Right. Another good option is coconut oil. That's a great, I like cooking with it. It's pretty, it has a higher smoke point and doesn't add any bad flavors or anything to your food. So that's a good option for you as well.
Yeah, it's just like, so often people are like, oh, I'm cutting out all the fat in my diet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great thing to do.
Not at all.
You do need it. It also is a great source of energy, being 9 calories.
Right.
That's good. You also need to burn off fat to...
Right. Your body's kind of... It won't let go of what it has unless it knows that it might have more in
coming
the future.
In sooner and later.
Right.
That's why metabolism rates are... High metabolism rates... Rapes? I just said high metabolism rates.
I was going to let that slide, but
I'm going to pick it up. That's why, like, high metabolism rates are literally those people's body know that they're going to be getting food
right
in 2 to 3 hours.
Right. And that's why going on a starvation diet doesn't work, because your body's like, holy crap, I'm not going to get food in a long time, so I'm going to hold on to as much as I can. So, you have to eat and eat well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, eat what you like. If you're feeling deprived, that's not a lifestyle you can maintain.
Well, it's also like, if you feel deprived, there's probably something within that your body's needing a lot of the time.
Absolutely. That's such a good point.
So, I mean, yes, your body to some extent needs sugar.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean that you go and knock out a thing of cookie dough?
Probably sometimes. Not.
Well, oh. Yeah, sometimes you do, but... You know, not on a daily basis.
Right.
Does that, I mean, I've gone to the point where an apple can suffice a craving of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely. The fruit and the fruit sugar, boom, my body goes, thank you, Tyler. You may now continue with your life.
Right.
Instead of running around looking for cookies right. and everything else underneath the sun.
Right. Fat, again, also adds that sense of fullness to your body.
Uh-huh.
It once it starts getting digested and your body recognizes that there's fat in there, you get the impulse to stop eating sooner, so you don't eat as much.
Yes.
So you know that feeling if you're like just after Thanksgiving, since Thanksgiving is coming upon us, after you eat, you gorge yourself pretty much on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You get that feeling of ugh. That's not the turkey tryptophan kicking in, because everyone always says, oh, the reason you feel sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner is because of the tryptophan and the turkey. That's not that true, because there's more tryptophan in other foods.
Than turkey.
It's just because you ate too much and you're stupid. So,
because you're an idiot.
Because you're probably an idiot. Subscribe to our newsletter. We're going to give you our handbook to surviving the holidays.
Yes, we are.
It should be coming out the first or second week in November.
More than likely, probably the second.
Yeah, probably the second. Who knows? I do, actually. It's on my calendar.
Oh.
I know.
Spectacular.
We have a release date. So, only newsletter subscribers are going to get it. Then we're going to charge for it. So.
Yes. But no, that should be good. Also, with the fat, I rarely look at the fat content.
Yeah.
When I look at, like, the nutritional facts,
yeah.
It's the last thing I really care about.
I usually look at the carb-to-protein ratio.
Carbs-to-protein and just calories in general.
Right. And then it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, there is that third thing.
Right. And if it's, like, you get an ounce of the food, and then you get, it's, like, 40 calories or 40 grams of fat, you're like, I'll skip it.
There's, like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but there's been a couple of times where I look at something and I go, really?
Yeah.
It has that much fat in it.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Like, yeah. I think, I want to say it was like 12 grams.
Was it your fish food ice cream that you ate the other day that I saw in the trash? Did you have a second round of that?
Yeah, I did.
I saw that.
You
can't hide things from me, Tyler.
I wasn't trying to hide it. I threw it away in the garbage. If I was trying to hide it, I would have taken it to the dump and thrown it away.
Like the dump in like Martinez or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, the dump in Martinez.
You would have been like,
I would have driven
you
it.
You would have paid all of it just to make sure.
Just to make sure that you would not have seen it.
Because I do go through the trash downstairs.
I know.
Sometimes you find treasures.
I know.
You know, like, so I found one time, like, you know, a piece of a gold necklace. Sent it into cash for gold and made a crap load of money. It was like 30 cents.
I was going to say, what, 36 awesome. Cents?
Yeah.
But no, I was going to say, like, I don't think it was the fish food ice cream. But it was something that I was like, wow, that's surprising that that has that much. And I think it was more just the company and I think the flavoring option of, I want to say it was like a potato chip of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But look at it. It's interesting to see. It's not life-changing. It's kind of, it is, yeah. But it's not something to like be concerned
yeah,
about.
Yeah, don't let that be like the first thing you think about. Like, the fat content is important, but it's more about the quality of your food on the whole. So if you're eating McDonald's hamburgers, it's not the fat content that's getting you. Well, probably is that as well, but it's the combination of really fast carbohydrates, really bad saturated fats,
the sodium intake,
sodium, and all these other things as well that makes a poor meal. It's not just the fat. If you go have a steak that has a ribbon of fat around it and you eat some of that fat, it's not going to kill you. It's actually probably going to be better for you because you won't gorge yourself on the cheesecake afterwards.
Yeah, which is delicious.
Which
well.
Is fantastic, but usually is 9 billion calories.
I was surprised that one day that we went to the cheesecake factory. Now in California, they have to show you. I don't know if it's all around the world.
No, it's just California.
Just California. They have to show you the calorie count. Like a slice of cheesecake from a factory that does cheesecake was like 900 calories
yeah,
for a slice.
Intense.
And I was way in shock. And I think even like the basic plain one was like 500.
Oh, wow.
And because I remember looking like, oh, I was getting the fancy, you know, super deluxe, whatever.
Right, it was delicious.
One. Yeah. But I was surprised by how much a normal slice of cheesecake with nothing else on it was.
Right. So let's talk about where you get your fat calories from. Like, in your diet, where do you, most of your fats come from, Ty?
Most of my fat comes from my proteins that I eat. My beef, my chicken, my turkey, and all that stuff. And in that, like, the cooking of it. Also, I am a not connoisseur, because I only have one type that I like. I love ranch.
Not just any ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
The Hidden Valley.
No, Kraft, screw that.
Right. Those commercials with Kraft Ranch? No.
Lies.
That is not true.
That is a joke.
Right.
Hidden Valley Ranch. I put that on every salad I eat.
That's true.
And
he puts it on everything he eats.
I put it on a lot of things. And I'd say that's probably, like, if you really took my diet, that's where I get all my fat. Like, majority of my fat is from the ranch dressing.
But you only have, like, a salad a day, though.
I know. But I'm, like, but then with the proteins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat avocados.
Which I love.
I can't stand avocados.
And you don't really use olive oil that often.
I don't use olive. I use it to cook with, but I don't add it to anything as a dressing.
Right.
I don't think oatmeal has that much.
No, unless
if
you add
any.
It. Yeah. So, then, okay. Yeah, and I would have to agree with you. Like, I use olive oil as my salad dressing. And I'll use, you know, butter to cook with or coconut oil to cook with. And that's usually where I get my fats, my proteins for sure. I just got some I don't know if it's organic, but it's grass-fed, free-range longhorn beef from the farmer's market.
That.
I think I'm going to make a burger with that today. Okay. Should be really good.
But
I think that's where some of my fat is going to come from.
I would say another, like, I love bread and butter.
Like, do you?
And that's kind of the, I think it's, most restaurants will give you, like, bread and butter, like, as, just
right.
when you get to the
appetizer.
Table. I literally have to pace myself on one.
Right.
Because I will just go, there's sometimes that's the more tasty concept.
Right,
because
your body, I mean, evolutionarily or whatever. Your
bread
idea
butter.
Is, like, your body loves its simple sugar
it's
and,
so tasty.
And fat that it, I mean, can just store as energy.
Especially when it's sourdough bread.
Oh,
so
sourdough's
yummy.
We should get into the city and get clam chowder in a bread
good.
Bowl someday.
We should do that. But no, I fully agree with you that it's my mind is just going 1,000 miles per minute.
that's not as scary as everybody makes it out to be. That's what's so funny is that I feel like it's an innocent bystander in the diet realm of, like, everybody hates it, but really it hasn't done anything to you.
No,
it's, you're the one that's doing it to you.
It's when you have any of the three macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, or fats, in excess, that's when you get messed up.
Yeah.
It's, like, if I ate only protein, I would not be healthy. If I ate only carbs, I would not be healthy. If I ate only fats, not be healthy. You need a balanced combination of all those three. They're building blocks, you know?
Granted, it's not 33%, 33%, 33% on what is healthy of them.
Point 333 repeating.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
But that's kind of the thing that when people cut out fat completely, I don't see that success, they see the results that they want.
And the results that they do see are fleeting, because as soon as you eat fat,
it goes right back to
your body. You'll be like, oh yeah, hell yeah, I love this. Let's talk about, real quickly, restaurant, like hidden fats at restaurants that you would avoid, like things that you wouldn't get or things to watch for if you're trying to limit your saturated fat intake or your fat intake is a little too high. What would you watch at restaurants?
The first thing I would watch is any sauce.
Uh-huh.
Any sauce, a lot of them add oils and butter and Crisco and lard straight to it as, or like a breaded something.
Very true.
That usually has a lot of stuff in it.
And we're talking about hidden stuff, so obviously fried things.
Yeah.
That's fried, not hidden. That's easy. So an easy option for you is get it on the side. Don't not get it. Just get the sauce on the side. Dip your fork in it before you take a bite. Ta-da. You've just not saved calories, but you've
condensed it.
Exactly. You've only ate what you want to eat as opposed to just getting this thing slathered in sauce. Like Tyler and I went out for sushi after we played golf once.
Yes.
And the sushi was just doused in sauce. And we scraped it off and the sushi was actually better without the sauce.
It was good because it was here's sushi with some sauce instead of here's sauce
with some sushi. Right.
And I feel like a lot of restaurants do that now where it's, oh, here's some steak or chicken and we're going to put all this sauce on top. And it's like, well, the sauce was good.
Right. Don't know about the meat.
Might
have been.
It's kind of a creepy way that they hide how crappy of meat that they have or pasta that they have or something like that.
Yeah, because I like watching Top Chef. I think it's a great show.
Delicious show.
The head chef, or the head judge, Tom, right? His name's Tom? I believe so. He always says, if you can cook a simple piece of meat really well without a lot of extra things, like, that's a good chef. Without, like, hiding it in sauces and extra stuff, that's a good cook. So, typically, if you have, ladles and ladles full of, if your meat is drowning in sauce, it's probably not the best cut of meat.
Yeah. So in review.
Right. Saturated fats, trans fats, and hydrogenated fats, pretty much all the same thing.
All the same thing, give or take a couple of things.
Exactly. They're all things you should avoid. Raise your LDL. They have a tendency to raise your LDL cholesterol levels, which is the quote-unquote bad cholesterol. So you need to have some LDL, otherwise your body doesn't function correctly.
Yes.
What else?
Just be aware of dressings, sauces. They are hidden gems of bad fat. Also, don't be afraid of butter.
Right.
Don't Paula Deen everything,
but
you don't have to be afraid of it.
Right. A little butter is good.
And it's tasty.
Yeah, exactly. It makes things taste. Like, so many people, this is, I think, the main crux is so many people are so focused on, oh, I need to get this many of this many of that, and they don't focus on the flavor and the taste of their food. It's like, you know what, sometimes you just have to forget about nutrients and just eat food and
it's refocus. A balance.
Right, exactly. It's like, enjoy your steak and don't think like, oh, I can't eat that. That's one thing that pisses me off the most is like when I talk to a girl, they're like, oh, blah, 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 I can't eat that. I'm on this. I can't eat that. I want to, but I can't eat that. No, you could. You should actually probably eat some of that, but you shouldn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, like, or my favorite is just kind of the, oh, I want six-pack, so I can't eat this. It's like, really? Is a six-pack worth
not enjoying life.
Right. Exactly.
Or, like, that's kind of where that fine line of is it worth all the effort or do you want to enjoy some aspects? Some people don't really need to enjoy food. That's not their thing. I like the taste of food.
Yeah.
Most people do. Some people, food is just to get them through the day.
Right. And I think that's not a healthy way to look at food. And I think that they probably have some issues.
Whatever floats their boat. But, yeah.
Because food is, I mean, I food is food. You need, we're built to eat food.
So.
And so not enjoying food is messed up to me. Like, so. I think you need to enjoy food.
Fully agree. Yeah. That's about fat in a
nutshell.
30-minute podcast, give or take a couple minutes of our rabbit trails.
Right. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. We are going to be passing out our couple really cool e-books in the next month or so, so make sure you sign up. Also, next week, we're going to be talking a little bit about motivation.
Motivation.
I got an email from one of my buddies. Actually, this is kind of, and he's having some difficulty getting motivated.
Okay.
In the gym. So,
do we get to talk about the secret?
No. You mean the answer, Tyler.
The answer.
The answer. So we'll talk about that, about the day-to-day grind, about when you're in the mix, in the gauntlet, how to stay motivated to keep pushing forward every single day.
Okay. Look forward to that.
Anything else, T?
I think that should do it. Have a good weekend. Go out and do something that you haven't done before.
Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror.